Indianapolis officials reversed plans to fully close an encampment for people experiencing homelessness in Fountain Square this month. Zach Castle reports the city will allow them to remain while it places them through a new housing initiative.
Angela and Charlie Merrill were still waiting to hear about housing on the date the camp was first set to close, Monday last week.
Yeah, it's hard to get up out here. And it is really hard to get up out here, so.
But by Thursday, that had changed. The Merrills were optimistic about an upcoming housing appointment and said people living at the camp had hope now. What happened? It was last month when the Indianapolis Office of Public Health and Safety said it would close the camp after local property owners expressed safety concerns. The notice said anyone still there must vacate the area after the closure date. OPHS would try to connect people to housing assistance, but made no promises. By the end of the day last Monday, the closure date, at least 15 tents still stood at the camp. That evening, Indianapolis Mayor Joe Hogsett proposed $10 million to address homeless initiatives in the city budget, namely a new program called Streets to Home Indy.
Phase one of this plan has already begun.
OPHS Director Andrew Merkley acknowledged they had successfully placed 10 people from a different camp in housing through the new program.
Everyone from that camp wanted housing and has been rehomed.
The program was announced earlier this summer and is run with city partners. It aims to house up to 350 people in a year and will now be used in Fountain Square. When WFYI returned to the camp late last week, residents said the city had communicated with them and was actively working to put them in housing. The city estimates it will take 4 to 6 weeks to house residents, and after that, the area will be permanently closed. Angela Merrill said the change of heart was welcome.
I'm glad the city changed their mind. Just shows me they do have heart.
I'm Zach Castle.